Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Been talking a lot about Katy Perry this week, and for not certainly very good reasons.
Not great, no.
It's Team PXY, 98 PXY. It's Corey James and Breezy. Another person coming forward, this time a woman, accusing Katy Perry of sexual harassment. This is a Russian TV host that says, what, during a party, Katy was intoxicated and apparently was
tried to touch her, kiss her, say inappropriate things to her.
And this TV person is coming out about this now because of the man that came out earlier this week, Josh Kloss. He's the one that stars in the Teenage Dream video with Katy. And he said that during a party, she pulled down his pants and his underwear and exposed his genitalia to everyone.
Yeah.
And also was just generally kind of terrible to him. And we talked earlier about that on the show because the response, I was surprised.
Well, you put out a tweet kind of just saying your side of how you think, you know, this should be handled.
Well, I put out, I was a little alarmed by the fact that people immediately reacted by calling this man who is calling for these allegations of sexual harassment and assault.
A liar
and obsessed. And I mean, I even got attacked by like Katy Perry super fans on Twitter for that tweet.
They literally asked Corey to delete his tweet. So,
but I mean, there's people that were defending her. There was people that were just making a joke about it. And it's messed up in the Me Too movement era where we're trying to take the accusations of victims seriously, because this is what's happened to women forever, right? Mm-hmm. Is that they say that something has happened and immediately it was dismissed or they were called liars.
You're dramatic. Yeah. Like, look at what you were wearing. You were asking
Yes, look
for
at what you were wearing.
It.
I mean,
like, all of these scapegoats that we try to peg on women, how we can blame them because it was their fault. It was their fault. They came on too strong. No.
Right. And
that's not a thing.
And that's the whole kind of genesis of this Me Too movement. And it was to try to, you know, to stop that, and that's just to see how far we've come when it comes to women, and not that everyone has changed their minds or stops thinking or feeling that way, but I think we have come pretty far, especially with the number of very famous male actors and entertainers and just people that people know that have been brought down by this, as they should have, because of the terrible things they've done.
The Me Too movement just spread like wildfire because once one person came out, a bunch of other women felt comfortable to come out because they're like, okay, I'm not alone.
Right. Now that it's a woman, and not just any woman, an attractive woman who is the one that is having accusations thrust upon them, I'm not seeing the same response.
Kind of dismissed.
Again, because Josh Kloss guy was being thrown under the bus. Again, everyone said he was doing it for money and he is a liar and he's obsessed. And now it's interesting to see how the plot thickens now that a woman has come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not seeing the outrage that I did with Cosby, outrage that I did with Weinstein. I mean, the outrage with how many of these men, Kevin Spacey, all these men that people just, there was insane backlash. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing it for Katy Perry. And again, we don't know the full story yet, but I don't think not knowing the full story means you can just dismiss. Like, we should know more about what's going on. And now that more of a case is being built, if anything, it more so validates this first guy that came out.
I honestly, so the guy came out and then this female TV host came out. And I'm also thinking back because I watch American Idol. I watch the show. She's a host or she's a judge on the show. And she was like making out with the people who are auditioning.
Yeah, Breeze. But oh, it's just Katy Perry. Oh, she's, you know, I mean, she's just, that's just how she is. They're making the same exact excuses that people have made for men for years. And look, if we want to come to a place in this world where we want true equality,
it's not equality.
This is not the way to do it.
It's not at all. And I mean, I just feel like you sitting here saying you're a straight white male, Corey. I mean, this is so typical
for you to say. I can't have an opinion.
You're a straight white
anymore.
Male.
Right, sure. On sexual assault.
And that's kind of the scapegoat that people use to just dismiss thoughts and opinions that are actually valid.
Completely. And look, I understand the statistics on this. I understand that men are more so perpetrators for these sorts of
120%
despicable things. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't let women off the hook, and it doesn't let women do these things. But there's that stereotype that still exists of, like, who has heard the term, well, a guy can't be raped?
Yeah.
You can still be sexually assaulted as a guy. You can still be sexually harassed as a guy. You can still have terrible things happen to you as a man, and it doesn't make it okay just because a woman is the one that's the perpetrator this time.
I think a lot of our, it's very twisted. We have a lot of, we have a long way to come.
It is. It's
in this Me Too movement. I think a lot of it was based on women, which I think was great and uplifting.
Sure.
Truly. I really, really do. But flip the coin here. You need to look at the other side of this. You need to take the other allegations made by men seriously if you really want equality.
This shouldn't be a men or women thing. This should be a people thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone says that they're a victim, they should have their allegations taken seriously. And
look into it. Do your due diligence.
I mean, because again, a lot of the people that said that we should believe all victims of sexual assault are the same ones that were calling for this Josh Kloss guy that he's obsessed and he's a liar. Like, the same people. How can you speak out of both sides of your mouth?
Mm.
You can't.
Yeah.
And if you want real equality, if you want to make this world a better place, it's got to work for both sides.
True that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.